Welcome back, everyone, to the Athlete's Mind podcast. We are back for another solo episode on Spotify only. I just want to make that clear because some of you have been asking if this is going to be on YouTube or where the YouTube version is, but there is no YouTube version. It's just Spotify. So make sure you follow the Spotify so you don't miss any future episodes, and follow us on Instagram at Athlete's Mind so you don't miss updates on when episodes will be releasing and where to find them. I thought we'd start this episode talking about finding your purpose. Now, I did put a poll out on the Instagram of what you guys wanted this episode to be about. I want you guys to tell me what you guys want to hear from me, not just me talking about what I think is good. So I put out a poll, and it was pretty even between staying consistent and finding your purpose. However, finding your purpose got the edge. Most of you wanted to hear about that. But I will be doing an episode next week on how to stay consistent. So there'll still be an episode on that, but for this week, I am going to be talking about finding your purpose. So I thought I'd start by talking about with finding purpose that, now this is kind of a no-brainer, but for some people, it's, you'd be surprised, for some people, they don't really think enough about this when it comes to finding your purpose, and that is actually having something that you genuinely enjoy. Now, hopefully, if you're listening to this, you are at a stage in your life where you have a hobby or something that you enjoy doing, something that you do on the side. Well, that's how you might see it anyway, as a hobby, right? You know, a lot of people might say what I do is a hobby. Personally, I don't see it as a hobby because I one day want to turn this into my full-time thing. I feel like I'm on my way, but that's besides the point. Whether that's having a sport that you do on the side or, you know, something that you enjoy, right? Something that really makes you tick. That's, I think, the first step into finding your purpose is actually realizing and recognizing in your life, what's that one thing that really makes me tick and really, really gets my passion and I just love doing? Like I said before, for me, it's this. I live and breathe this, podcasting, social media, you know, spreading a good message out to people. I think that's something that makes me tick, and that's why I continue to pursue it and speak my mind. It's very important. So I think that's the first thing. So sit down with yourself, just kind of look at your life. If you don't have a hobby, try some things, right? But if you do have a hobby, then it will make this a lot easier. Now, I did just want to deep dive a little bit more into actually having a hobby, and I think it's a good thing to realize that getting good at something that you actually enjoy is so easy. Like, you know, whatever you do in life, there's going to be hard times, there's going to be hard days, whether that's starting a new job, you're going to find things hard at first, right? That's completely normal. But if it's something that you enjoy, then none of that really matters, because regardless of having bad days or hard days, there's going to be times in your life where if you really enjoy it, all that stuff goes out the window because there's going to be many more good days than bad days. And if that's not the case, then you might want to maybe look at what your hobby is and if it's really something you enjoy. So I think that is really important. But the scary thing is with finding purpose is that it's kind of an unknown thing, right? Even people that think they have it all figured out, think they know their purpose and exactly what they want to do in life, that might be the case. Like, you might know what you want to do, like, but for a lot of people, I'm telling you, it is not that easy. A lot of people don't know their purpose, and I think people get a little bit afraid and misled when they think of purpose, because the path to finding this goal or this purpose, whatever you want to call it, it's kind of like an unknown, right? If you look at something that's so high above you that you really want to do, that really makes you tick, you really want to give a crack at it, it's not guaranteed, right? However, a safe option example, maybe applying for a job and you get that job and you want to work your way up, that's kind of, I wouldn't say it's guaranteed, but there's a path laid out for you. So it's more safe, I guess. I don't know if that's really the right word to use, but it's more secure in that way that you have a laid out thing like, okay, cool. And then you become content with that. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that one thing it's really important to understand is that whatever your purpose is, you have to understand that there's not going to be a clear path for anyone. That's, I don't care who you are, there is no clear path. You can't tell me what's going to happen in your path 5 years down the line. You just can't, because things change, things happen, things influence different things that happen in your life. It's completely normal. So I think when people are blinded by the path, they choose not to believe in it, and therefore they lose belief. For example, what I do, you know, podcasting, I don't know where this might lead me in the next 5 years. I might not even be doing it. For all I know, this might not even be my purpose. But what I do know is that I love it, and I'm going to keep doing it for as long as I possibly can, right? But the path is blind for me. I don't know what lies ahead. But that's also what makes it kind of cool, because something that you don't know, like, it creates excitement, it creates adrenaline. It's something new every day. That should excite you, the journey, right? And I think another thing when it comes to the journey is, like, a lot of people, when things get hard and struggles come in their life, they fold, they give up, they don't want to do it anymore. But you need to realize that struggles shape you into fitting into that purpose, if that makes sense. These struggles that you face on a day-to-day, or you have a hard particular point in your life where things are just really not going your way and you feel like you're not making any progress, whatever it is, that eventually shapes you into, one, a better person, but two, it gets you ready for your purpose, right? I'm Catholic. I'm religious. I don't know if people listening, if you are as well, or if some of you believe in other religions, whatever it is, but I'm a big believer in God willing. You know, God lays out a path for you, and whenever things get hard in my life, I know that God has me, right? I'm not telling anyone to force you to be Catholic if you're not, or whatever that is, but whatever your beliefs are, I think just staying true to yourself and understanding that you're not alone. For me, that's God, my family, my friends, whatever. But that's definitely a big thing that factors into finding your purpose, right? With my religious beliefs, I feel like God has a purpose for me, and I'm going to do my best to follow that purpose. But in doing so, I have to understand that God isn't just going to give it to me on a platter. He's going to give me a path to follow, and I have to be strong enough to follow that path. But knowing that God has given me the will to follow that path makes it so much easier. So that's definitely a big thing. And in doing that, there's also the understanding that you need to be patient. Like, bro, I'm telling you, if you can just be patient, really put your head down, whether that's for 6 months, a year, in whatever, the gym, your goal, finding your purpose in this case, just really be patient, because in today's day and age, people really just want things like that. They don't really take the time to, you know, go along the journey and find out what makes them tick. And if something goes wrong, or if something doesn't work out, then they just give up. They throw their hands in the air. They think, I'm done. This isn't for me. But being patient is one of the most important things, and the biggest thing that you can master or learn to master that will benefit you in the long term. I've really had to learn to be patient with everything that I've done in my life in the last few years, especially the last few years. There's been things that, for me, like, I used to be really impatient. I think I'm definitely getting better at becoming patient with reaching my goals, but I kind of wanted everything like that. Like, we all do, but you need to understand that being patient is going to build you into the character you are today and ultimately lead you to your purpose in the long run. Now, I'm just going to leave off with one more thing about purpose before we wrap up this episode. This week's one is a little bit short, but we do have another one coming out next Wednesday, which will be about staying consistent. So that's a bit of a follow-up from this. But just to finish this episode, I think one thing that is really important, especially, I know a lot of my listeners are young, whether that's finishing high school or you're 1 year out of high school. I know a lot of the listeners are around that age. I think one thing, and I'm sort of learning this as well, is just don't follow the crowd, you know what I mean? I've just finished high school last year, and I noticed that a lot of people, and I'm not calling anyone out just before anyone has a go at me or anything, but I noticed a lot of people just, like, because they don't know what to do, they're just following kind of what everyone else is doing. And especially in Australian culture, that is either uni, trade, or full-time working. Those are, like, kind of the three categories. There's nothing wrong with those three categories at all, but I think it's really important that following what everyone else does isn't going to help you find your purpose, right? Like, I'm all for trying new things, but with people following other people, that's not because they want to try new things. I feel like it's out of fear in a way, because they because they don't know what to do, they see it as a safe option because they're not alone, they're doing it with other people. But I guess what I'm trying to say is never be afraid to go on your own path. Even if it's a little different from your mates or your close friends that have been through school or whatever, like, just understand that there's nothing wrong with taking a different path. As long as you have true belief in what you're doing and you work hard, then you'll be fine. So that's all I have to say on finding your purpose. I hope everyone listening gained something from this episode and can maybe apply it to their life. Like I said, we will have another episode, solo episode next week. For this week, for Athlete's Mind, we do have a guest episode this Sunday, so keep an eye out for that. Go and follow our socials. And yeah, also, just before I leave, go and follow Athlete's Mind Clothing. Big announcement this week. And yeah, I'll catch you guys in the next episode of the Athlete's Mind. Thank you.